Hey there, baseball fans. Welcome to Hit It With The Hips, where love meets the long ball.
We're your hosts, Kat and Donald, aka Mr. Hip, a baseball-obsessed couple who love talking ball just as much as we love each other, most days.
That's right. From home run heroics to dugout drama, we break down the biggest stories, wildest moments, and of course, argue about whose team is best.
Spoiler alert, it's mine, not yours, love.
We'll cover stats, stories, and everything in between, all while keeping it fun, lighthearted, and definitely competitive.
So grab your peanuts and Cracker Jack, because this is Hit It With The Hips, where baseball meets banter.
Hit It With The Hips.
We'd like to give a special shout out to our general managers, Greg, Tim, and Donnell. As the season gets squared away, our general managers receive a Discord invitation where we can talk through baseball games and give exclusive content instantly.
Yeah, shout outs to that Discord channel. If you need to give us any sort of tips or any sort of feedback, or you want to hear us talk about some of your favorite players, please, that is the place for you to break bread. We're going to go into our Hit of the Week segment. Kat, can you kick us off?
It's time for Hit of the Week, the one swing that made us jump out of our seats, drop our snacks, and question the law of physics. Whether it was a moonshot, a clutch liner, or just pure hitting artistry, we've got it covered. Let's break it down. What is your Hit of the Week?
My favorite Hit of the Week came 2 days ago. It was off of Julio Rodriguez grand slam that put them ahead. It was a go-ahead grand slam, and that was my favorite because when Julio hit it, it looked like a softball swing, and he's just admired. He didn't even admire it. It was just like, I guess that's a home run. So that was my Hit of the Week, especially because that was my steal of the year last season in our Dynasty Fantasy Team Chat, where I was able to secure Julio Rodriguez through 2026 on a contract that I got from my wife. So thank you for that perfect gift. Kat, what was your favorite Hit of the Week?
For those viewing this video, my eyes just went real wide because, yes, he did take Julio Rodriguez for me. But my Hit of the Week, and this is, I can't believe I'm even saying this, it's like word vomit, from the Astros, Isaac Paredes. His first home run as an Astros during a spring training game, he had a 344-foot homer. And, you know, as he gets geared away for the season, he might be called up. So just wanted to mention that. And with that, with young rookies, I do have to give a honorable mention to Yankees star JC Escara, the up-and-coming backup catcher, because the New York Yankees released this tearjerker of him calling his mom, telling him that he got called up to the majors. So, you know, it's always such pure joy to see a mother and their child make it to the big leagues. After, fun fact, JC Escara was an Uber driver and a substitute teacher trying to make ends meet and got called up to the Yankees last season. So,
yeah, thank you for kicking off our headlines of the week. I have another call-up story by Christian Campbell for the Boston Dead Sox. Boston Red Sox, Freudian slip there, but found out he was coming up because someone gave him a quiz on all of the Georgia Tech players that were became MLB players. And when he took the quiz, they said, "You are also one of those players." And so I thought that was an amazing, like, come up story. But I want to talk about this Isaac Paredes home run from the Astros, Kat. 344-foot home run is not the longest home run. That might be, like, some of the short porch distance areas for home runs. So
okay, no shade. Okay. He played at the AAA stadium. Okay, so for everyone in attendance, they would not know the difference. But, you know, a first home run is a first home run in the majors for your career. So
yeah, maybe the person I have in mind is not who you are talking about, but we can throw that in the show notes again for you. But headlines this week, Kat, anything that stands out to you?
Well, I've received a lot of screenshots and forward DMs of the release of the Nats City jersey. You know, right when it was released with that video with your manager, Donald, it just seemed to be at the top of our wedding anniversary and birthday present list, huh? Why don't you speak about it?
Yeah. Davey Martinez is definitely a personal hire. We love you as a coach over in the Nationals. I love how my guy came out in a robe and was just like, you know, he had that thing on him. So it the jersey is really beautiful. It's a beautiful blue hue. They have the city street grid on the jersey. I can dig the street grid, but you can barely make out the street. Like, I immediately was like trying to scan the images and was like, where's Southeast at on this street grid? But you know, always looking for where I am from. But love the city street grid. Love the DC on the chest. I think they have the references to the Block W from that 1956 Senators team. And then the arm patch really pay homage to the previous City Connect jerseys, probably the prettiest jerseys of all time. But the homage was that they have the cherry blossoms in the patch, but the W in the patch is outlined of the nation's capital. And so just having that capital there, just so many details, like the details are always in the pudding. So shout outs to that City Connect jersey. I think I was told earlier today that the authentic ones cost 300 something. And then, I wish I would have saw my wife's face. I'll take the replica, love. But if one of the fans out there want to get a jersey and send it my way, let us know. We'll make you an honorary member for life.
I just say the release of the Nats jersey, it was crazy because Donald plays a show and the Tigers jersey was an option to play with. And I saw Detroit had their Motor City on their chests as well. So release of those jerseys, might want to do a little search to see what they look like.
Yeah, I think we might have to do an episode, as you have been mentioning, on just favorite jerseys of all times. Another bit of news from this week would be the Orioles combined for a no-hitter in spring training. And with all of their starting pitching woes or injury roes, they're showing that they can still muster up the energy to make it count when it needs to. And then speaking of pitching, the White Sox pitching, their pitchers have been decimated by Tommy John surgeries. I think they have about 6 pitchers who have to get Tommy John surgery. So really sad to see that, Kat.
Yeah, I think the Orioles are definitely hurting without having Gunnar Henderson out there with them. But yes, we have a segment today where we are going to talk about notable injuries, list for opening day, and some replacements later on for the episode. But I want to go back to the jersey conversation a little bit, because I was, you know, in a lot of threads on the interweb about ads getting placed on jersey. And this is not just for baseball in particular, but they had Julio Rodriguez bicep. Half of his bicep was an ad for the new Nintendo 2 Switch. I gotta ask, is ads getting a little out of hand in sports?
I don't think so. I think ads are a way to generate revenue for a lot of these teams, a lot of these contracts, these bigger contracts that are coming on. People really want to see placement with the NHL and them having those digital ads. So the digital ads around the rink on the ice, we don't see those when you are actually in person, but they have ads that rotate out on the boards and the ice. So I think that that's just a way of plugging companies, and I'm honestly a huge proponent of advertisements, having working in ads. So I don't think it's gone too far. But going back to the Orioles, too, they have their AA affiliate, the Chesapeake Bay Sox, will become the Chesapeake Oyster Catchers for the season. And I'm not going to speak on it too much, but Google or Bing, whatever your favorite search engine is, Chesapeake Oyster Catchers, and let me know what you think about what you see, because it's definitely not safe for work. So don't do it at work. Do it in private, because it is wild, some of the things that are coming out this year.
Well, you know, those Maryland, Baltimore love their seafood, so whoever designed it had, I think, trying to get something across.
No, that's a different kind of seafood. That's a different kind of seafood.
Yes. Yeah, so talking about minor league or, you know, stadiums, as the season gets geared away, I did see some ballpark chasers talk about how the minor league stadiums are going to be used this season as far as the Tampa Rays, because they decided not to fall through with their stadium. And then the A's going to Sacramento, and how it's almost doesn't make sense with how much you're charging to play in a temporary stadium. But if you are close to a minor state, talking about Florida, you will see the Yankee symbol because the Tampa Rays are using a Yankees facility. Yes.
Gotta love that. That's nice. Gotta love it.
Yeah. And
team everywhere.
Right. Another big headline for this week. Jackie Robinson's Army career was swept up from the military website in a DEI purge. And we are a very loving Jackie Robinson fan. We went to this Pokemon Go event. Don, do you remember when we were sitting on the benches?
I do, but what does it mean to they swept up? What do you mean by they swept up the military? What do you mean?
Because he served in the Army, and they removed the page from the website, not acknowledging it, but, you know, it got a lot of attention, so it's back. But they did purge it while they were purging other military heroes.
But it's back?
Allegedly. So, being from Los Angeles, well, you know, we go to the Pasadena, Altadena area pretty frequently. And what I was mentioning is we were sitting on these benches at the Rose Bowl. And did anyone know that he played for UCLA and football and got records there as well? I didn't. And now it's kind of funny because when you're there, and we're there often because we like going to the Children's Museum or whatnot, you see Jackie Robinson all over the Pasadena Rose Bowl. There's the baseball stadium where if you are a Rose Bowl parade aficionado, you can see the stadium. And then also, if you're chasing stadiums like us, every stadium has the jersey number 42 retired in his honor. So it is very interesting that they decided to swept his recognition of being part of the Army out of the website. So I'm glad that people are putting attention to it.
Yeah, I just looked it up. It says the Jackie Robinson Foundation did not immediately respond to the USA Today's inquiry on the matter. So definitely a moving story. So happy to kind of look at this. As Secretary Hegseth said, and this is the quote, it divides the force, erodes unit cohesion, and interferes with the service's core warfighting mission. But then it goes on to say, in the rare cases that content is removed, either deliberately or by mistake, that is out of the clearly outlined scope of the directive. We instruct the components and they correct the content accordingly. So it looks like they are putting that content back up and that should have not been removed. So again, we will provide more information about that in our notes. Cat. I really want to hear, when we walked into the booth today, I saw that Mookie Betts had lost a lot of weight, and I didn't know too much about that. And I know we hit play right before we can chat about it. So, Kat, can you please let me know what's going on with Mookie?
Yeah, so he didn't play in the Tokyo series because he had an undisclosed stomach illness. He could not retain any of the food he's eating. They don't say specifics, but as of yesterday, he's lost over 25 pounds. But manager Dave Roberts said in an interview that he is getting some ground balls and they're hopeful that he will be playing on Thursday's game. But he's looking a little disheveled. He, you know, I don't know if they should have him out there. But I also feel very sad about it because if you guys know Mookie from, you know, when he played in the Red Sox, he played at the outfield. And in the last few seasons, he's been moved up infield as a shortstop. And this offseason, because, you know, it was a trial and error thing, he has been working really hard to get that, that defense down on the shortstop position. Is this nervous woes or, you know, is this medical condition going to exasperate what is going on in the field? Who knows? But everyone's hopeful for him to play. I almost wish he wouldn't play yet just to, you know, see how his health condition is, because a quality Mookie in his prime is more valuable than just having him play out there, in my opinion.
Yeah, thank you, Kat. Mookie, thank you for that info, Kat. Mookie, please get better. We look forward to seeing you do your razzle-dazzle out on the field. With that being said, speaking about injuries takes us to our next segment, or our last segment for the day, which is notable IRs for opening day. But before we jump into that segment, let's hear a word from our sponsors.
Here with the hit. Here with the hit.
Dads don't just drive you to Little League. They teach you how to throw a perfect curve, grill the best post-game glizzies, and still make time to look good doing it. At Dads Are Cool, too, they know being a dad just isn't a title. It's a lifestyle. That's why they got the dopest hats and tees that celebrate the coolest dads out there. Whether you're coaching from the dugout, catching a game with your kid, or just repping dad life and style, DACT's got you covered. So step up to the plate, show off your dad pride, and grab your game day gear at Dads Are Cool Too. Because being a parent is hard work and legendary. We know moms are cool. Guess what, though? Dads are cool, too. Visit dadsarecool2.com using the promo code MR_HIP for 15% off today.
Here with the hit.
Welcome back. Now, we are here to talk about those notable players who will be on the injured list for opening day. You might be curious about this because you may be twiddling your thumbs thinking about who are you going to start, but lo and behold, they may be already injured looking at a lot of rosters so far. Kat, can you hit them with the breakdown of your folks on injured list and who are their backups?
Yes, the Yankees ace Gerrit Cole is unfortunately missing out this season because he has to get Tommy John surgery. So two notable pitchers that you might want to consider picking up in his replacement are Marcus Stroman, who was signed last season, who is expected to have a bigger role, or maybe a young player, Lewis Gill, who could fill in those rotation gaps. What about you? Who are you looking at?
I am looking at, first and foremost, Alexis Diaz, the closer over in Cincinnati, who will not be able to pitch for opening day due to a hamstring injury. But guess who might be Cincinnati's closer now that Alexis Diaz is down? Take a wild guess, Kathleen.
Who?
Taylor Rogers. With that being said, Kat, other notable players you are interested in?
Let me just go back, because Donald sneaked in and got Alex Diaz from my team again. But it's okay. I'm just moving past that. But the recording of this episode, I have Jordan Montgomery in my fantasy team. And I just learned that he is also going down on Tommy John surgery. So he is going to miss the season as well. So some two pitchers or three to consider in his replacement. You have Brandon Fadot, who could step up on this rotation. Tommy Henry, who could get a bigger role. Or Slade Sassone, who had a lot of depth last year and might get a shot. What about another person?
I'm drawing a blank because I'm really torn that I have Alexis Diaz and the backup is Taylor Rogers. And if you listen to our first episode, you'll know why we're torn. But speaking of being torn, I'm also torn inside because last episode, I was stumped on rapid fire questions and made to look like a fool. So, Kathleen, I'm going to try to catch you off guard as best as possible and just jump straight into our rapid fire questions. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm so sad that Taylor Rogers is going to be the backup. Maybe someone in the league will pick him up so I can just laugh at them and be like, you should have listened to the podcast and okay, not picked up Taylor Rogers. So, 60-second question starting now. Do you prefer playing or watching baseball?
Watching.
Which ML team do you support?
The Dodgers.
What's your favorite baseball movie?
I said it wrong last time, but it's the one with Keanu Reeves.
What's your go-to ballpark snack?
Peanuts.
If you could attend any historical baseball game, which would it be?
Oh, man. I think the Dodgers' first game in Los Angeles.
Do you prefer old school baseball or today's analytics-driven game?
I'll say the modern.
Who do you think is the greatest baseball player of all time?
Oh, I hate this question, but I'm going to always say Jackie Robinson.
Have you ever been a part of a baseball tradition like the seventh inning stretch sing-along?
I participate, sure.
And that is our 60-second timer.
All right. Now it's your turn. Are you ready?
I was born ready, as long as there's no trivia.
All right, here it goes. 1, 2, and 3. How did you first get into baseball?
Watching it on television.
Do you prefer playing or watching?
Playing.
If you could attend any game in the last 5 years, which game would it be?
That sucks, because the Nationals won the World Series 6 years ago. Next question.
Can you name a baseball movie with women?
Yeah. What's the movie? See, you triviaed me. It's Blanket. We just watched it. They got
Can
the TV
you
series.
Name a Negro League team?
This ain't fair with the trivia. Next question.
Can you name your team's minor league team?
And that is 60 seconds. Thank you again to being stumped on rapid fire questions. Next time, next episode, I'm going to have a whole trivia. I tried to make it fun. I tried to have our listeners understand what Kat likes to do, but she always loves to make me look like a fool. And looking at her last text message to me, I am a child in a man's body. With that being said, we'll see you next episode.
Bye.